Well, I'm excited. How many would like to really be an overcomer in life? In other words, be able to overcome. That's kind of a silly question, right? But it's not silly because we all say yes, but then a lot of times we don't know how to, or we don't know. We all want to. I mean, me too. We all want to. You know, it's like people say, well, how would you like to be an Olympic champion? Everybody goes, yes, absolutely. I want to be a champion, right? But then you have to find out what it takes to be a champion. And you begin to find out what it takes. And sometimes we either don't want to measure up to that, but a lot of times it's ignorance. And that's why we teach the Word of God, so that we're not ignorant of how to overcome in life. And I think that's the key. We all want to overcome, and we want to not be overcome with life, but overcome and be able to in every situation, not just some, but every. And we can. It is possible because it's in God's Word. And He said, I can do some things. No, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want to look at that today. We're looking at this particular topic, and if you are interested in this book, this is a book by Kenneth E. Hagin on the subject of speaking in other tongues, and it's called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. It is a valuable book. You can download it if you like ebooks. You can mark both with your finger or with a pen. You have two copies, yes. Me too. I have one in hard copy and one electronic. So I always have it with me. But I want to look at this. I spent a few weeks on this particular topic, on speaking in other tongues, and some have, you know, through church, the church itself, there are a lot of opinions about it, and I think some positive, some negative, some in excess. But I believe if you look at the Word of God, it will unfold and reveal the accuracy of things. So let's pray, and I want to look at this today, and we're going to entitle this Strengthened with Might. And the scriptures highlight that, how we can be strengthened with might. And that means, and I'm going to read some scripture, these particular scriptures in other translations. I think it will be enlightening, encouraging, and that means we don't have to fail in life, ever, if we take the time to pray in the Spirit. And sometimes this is where, you know, people say, well, I don't have time to pray in the Spirit. Well, do you go about your daily tasks during the day? Yes, you do. So you can pray while you're working. You can use your mind, your intellect, and you can pray. Now, if you have a job that you're talking all day long, and I don't know that you're talking all day long, but if you're a teacher or something like that, there are times during the day that you can pray. There are times that you can pray in the Spirit. And you can carve out 30 minutes here, 20 minutes here, and 10 minutes here. If you're driving back and forth doing errands, you can pray in the Spirit. So there are times that we can pray. And we're going to just jump into this, and I believe it will help us. Be more successful. I'll just say it that way. How many believe that? That those areas that you have struggled in, you're going to walk away from here with a formula to know how to be successful. Everyone in here, there's an area that you're struggling in. Everyone is. And you're going to come away from here saying, I'm going to overcome in this area. I'm going to get better. I'm going to come up a little higher. Everyone. There's not one excluded in here. I'm serious about that. You just hook up with faith here and you're going to walk away. How would you like that? I'm telling you. Now, last week, I was talking about the value of speaking with other tongues. And, you know, I was highlighting some things that if you're not filled with the Spirit or speaking in other tongues, the first prerequisite is that you need to be born again. You cannot put new wine in an old wine skin. That old wine skin is my spirit. It needs to be changed. It needs to be made brand new. And I can receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And it says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So we'll be filled with power when we get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, when we become born again, we're changed from the inside. By what? By the blood of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. He begins to take up residence in us. But when I receive power, there's a well, not just a well, there's a river of flowing water. That's what it says in John 7. It says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. So this is the prerequisite. You must be born again. But there were five things that I touched on last week. There were five, what I would call, values of speaking with other tongues. One, it's the initial evidence of being filled with the Spirit. And we walked through that. We showed how that praying in other tongues or speaking in other tongues is the initial evidence. And we walked through the book of Acts and showed where there were five instances in the book of Acts that reflected or showed this initial evidence of being filled with the Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 4:12, it talks about that we speak unto God and not unto men. So the value is that God has given us a language that we can speak privately to Him. It's a devotional language that we have that we can communicate to God. I always like to say it this way, it's encrypted. Can't be hacked by the devil. He can't hack in and listen in. You know, when I was growing up, we used to have, I'm going to date myself now, but how many remember party lines? Okay, there were a few of them, right? This was way back in the 50s. When we lived out, it was in a farm area, and we had party lines. So you'd pick up the phone, and you'd hear somebody else say, I got to use the phone. And, okay, right. So we had party lines. So you can't have other people in on this conversation that you have with God in other tongues. It's private. Can't be hacked. You know, we have all kinds of things going on where stuff is hacked. The devil can't have access to this. That's a good thing. Yes. Amen. So it's a divine, supernatural language that I can communicate with God. And then, of course, in Jude 20, it says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So Jude says you can build up yourself. If you look at that word, if you build up something, another word you could say is to charge up something. So if your battery gets run down in the car, what do? You charge it up. You build it up. So a way to charge up or to build up your spirit man is to pray in the Holy Ghost, is to pray in the Spirit. So if you're feeling kind of run down and tired physically and spiritually, you're not praying enough in the Spirit. That's just the bottom line. Yes, we feed upon the Word of God, but you know, you can feed on the Word of God and not pray in the Holy Ghost and still get run down. You need to pray in the Spirit. So praying in the Holy Ghost will not give you faith, but what it does is it builds you up in your most holy faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing God's Word. But being built up in your most holy faith comes by praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. That was one of the points that we touched on. And the other was praying in other tongues is your ability to pray in line with God's will. Because if you're praying in the Spirit, you're not using your understanding. So you can't be wrong by praying in the Spirit. You're praying, the Holy Spirit is unctioning you to pray. It says you can pray in mysteries and things that we don't know. 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." So I like this. This is the Message translation. It says, "God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacies just between you and him." I like that. So when I pray in the Spirit, I'm communicating intimately with God. Not with the devil, not with your friends. I'm speaking intimately with God. I'm speaking mysteries to him. Or it says in the Weymouth, it says speaking secret truths. Now I'm going to touch on, there was also praying in other tongues eliminates selfishness in prayer, and it also helps us magnify God in our worship. But I want to focus on this here in Jude 20 when it says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Now, let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 3. If you have your Bible, let's look at this. This is Ephesians chapter 3. And I want to look at this phrase, strengthened with might. Strengthened with might. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3, and look at 14 through 16. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit." Where are you being strengthened in by his Spirit? In your inner man. And there are other scriptures that will hook up with this, but when we're strengthened in our inner man, we can face situations in life. Usually people give up. I tell you, when you visit someone in the hospital or you visit someone personally who's going through a situation and they become weak in their standing, you know, the Bible says stand and all your standing stand. That's a wonderful thing, but you better be strengthened with might to stand. You have to. And how are you going to get that strength? Is by the Holy Ghost, by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, I want to read some of these translations. I think it will help us. I'm going to read some of these translations that say, "May he give you an infusion of strength in the depths of your being by the Spirit." an infusion of strength. I'll tell you, when you face issues in life, you need strength, but not just, I'm 6'5 and big and bad. No, you need strength in your spirit. You could be a peanut. I won't name any or point any peanuts out here today, but if you're a peanut, that's all right. If you're 6'5, that's all right, as long as you're strong in your spirit. Because Goliath was big and he came down. Because David was strong in his spirit. See. So this is the Johnson translation. May he give you an infusion of strength in the depths of your being by the Spirit. This is another translation. It's called the Way translation. It says, I pray that he may, with a fullness measured only by the wealth of his own glory, vouchsafe to you to be made strong with power, infused by his Spirit into your inmost nature. Here's another. He will grant you to be mightily strengthened by his Spirit in the very core of your being. This is the Phillips translation. He will enable you to know the strength of the Spirit's inner reinforcement. I'm telling you, you can be strengthened with might, God's might, in your spirit, so that when you face something that looks seemingly overwhelming, mentally, physically, every way, you can stand. Because why? You're strong. Where? In your spirit. This is another, this is called the letters. We ask to use his unlimited resources to make your spirit strong by his spirit. This is the Knox translation. Strengthen you through his spirit with a power that reaches your innermost being. How is it going to do that? Praying in the spirit. And how do we know that? Because it said in Jude, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'll read another scripture. This is in Ephesians chapter 6. I'll get back to this in a minute. But it talks about putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to do what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. See? And then, of course, in verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So when we pray in the Spirit, that's part of putting on the whole armor of God. You're strengthened in your spirit. The Jordan translation says, the power to win by his Spirit ruling your inner life. Ooh. You have the power to win by his Spirit ruling your inner life. Ooh. When he rules my inner life, I have the power to win, not lose. So the devil may be talking, you're going to lose, you'll never make it, you're not going to get through this. Yes, you are. Because his word says that we can be strengthened with might by his Spirit in my inner man. And it's the power to win. Ooh. This is the Berkeley translation, empowered with strength in the inner self by his Spirit. This is the Weymouth translation, to be strengthened by his Spirit with power penetrating to your innermost being. Whew, boy, I'm telling you, you have the power to win. This is another translation, strengthened with power through the Spirit for the development of your inner selves. So your spirit can be developed and strengthened. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is another translation. It's called the Cornish. I don't know if that's, is that chicken or is that, I don't know. This is just, it's called the Cornish translation. I don't know what that is. But anyways, I like the translation. It says, for the strengthening of that man who is invisible within, for infinite power to be given you according to the wealth of his glory spiritually. Oof, my goodness. It says, for the strengthening of that man who is invisible within. That's your spirit. For infinite power to be given you according to the wealth of his glory spiritually. You can be strengthened in that invisible part of you, which is the inner man, by his glory, by his spirit. Here's another one. Strengthened with power through his spirit unto the progress of the inner man. Here's another. Strength and power through his spirit in your innermost being. Power to be strong in your inner selves. That's the Good News Bible. So we can be strong in our inner man. Here's the thing. This is one of the things that is pointed out by Brother Hagin. I'll read it to you. It says, just because you're born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, doesn't mean you've arrived and there's nothing else you need in your walk with God. So we can be born again, spirit-filled, and think we've arrived. No. What he's saying is you still need to receive might by God's Spirit in your inner man, your spirit man. He said, and this is a good point, he said, it's true that you need to know the Word of God and to quote Scripture and make confessions in line with God's promises. But we also need to be infused with mighty power in our inner man by God's Spirit. We need strength in our inner man. Because the enemy, listen to this, the enemy never stops launching attacks against our faith and our life. So you need strength in your inner man. The enemy can be, listen to this, the enemy can be repulsed when your inner man is strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit. He can be repulsed by your inner man, strengthened by the Holy Spirit. We know this scripture, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that's in us. But it needs to be charged and strengthened. You know, sometimes people quote that verse and they go, greater is he that is in me. And it's like an air letting out of a tire. As you're saying it. And he says, I don't feel greater. I don't look greater. But I'm going to say it anyways. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you better be praying in the Spirit, building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Because you can sit there in a car and go, but you better get plugged in or run your car to charge your battery. So we need to pray in the Holy Ghost, as Paul said, I pray in the Spirit more than you all. I believe he said that in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 2. Chapter 14 and verse 2. I believe. Yeah. For he that No, we didn't. Somebody help me where he said that. I thought it was 14:2. Maybe it was 14. Well, that's, I'm not saying that's not important, but 14:18. It says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than y'all. See, he was from the south. You didn't know it. y'all. But does everybody understand you need to be strengthened in your spirit, in your inner man? And I like this particular translation. And it says here, the Jordan translation says, the power to win by his spirit ruling your inner life. You have the power to win, not lose, by his spirit in your inner man. You need to be strengthened and charged. Now let's look at another scripture verse. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1, very similar verse. Colossians chapter 1, and let's look at verse 11. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11. It says, strengthened with all might, how? According to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Strengthened with what? All might. It's by his spirit. Listen to some of these translations. This is the Phillips translation. It says, as you live this new life, we pray that you will be strengthened from God's boundless resources. We can be strengthened with that. This is another translation. It says, you will be made strong at all points with a strength worthy of the power manifested in his glory. Listen to this one. You will be made strong at all points with the strength proportionate to the power displayed in God's majesty. Strong to endure with patience and even with gladness whatever may befall you. That's how you're going to, in other words, things that you face, whatever comes your way, if you're strengthened with might, you can face it. You can go through it. Listen to this, is the Johnson translation. We want you to become aware of that vast strength which springs out of your relation with God so that you will have steadiness and be able to endure anything with joy. Hallelujah. This is the Good News Bible. May you be made strong with all the strength which comes from his glorious power. This is the Living Bible. That you will be filled with his mighty, glorious strength so that you can keep going no matter what happens. Always full of the joy of the Lord. So that means no matter what happens, if you are strengthened with might, you can go through it. Let me read that again. That you will be filled with his mighty, glorious strength so that you can keep going no matter what happens. Always full of the joy of the Lord. This is the Norley translation. That you may receive strength, listen to this, for every task drawn from his might and glory. That you may receive strength for every task drawn from his might and glory. So there's really no task that we face, there's no circumstance that we face that we can't have the strength and the power and the ability to face it. We've got the, what does Jesus say? He said, I'm sending you another comforter, a helper, a standby. He's living in us, but if we don't get built up and charged to face it, you can have the car sitting in the driveway. If you don't plug it up and go, it's not charged. And we've got, if you're filled with the Spirit, baptized with his Spirit, then the way to get filled is building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There isn't one thing. You can sit there, you know, as they say, sit there and look at this and go, I haven't got a clue how we're going to do this. I don't know. I'm stuck. You may be in the natural, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit, and the answer will come. You get the strength and the ability to win, to know, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. How's that going to come? Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit. We don't have to lose one time. We don't have to. Amen. Glory to God. Now let's look at another scripture. I love this particular scripture. Let's go over to Philippians 4:13. Philippians chapter 4 and 13. And Paul, you know, he's sharing some things back up in verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything what? By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then let me jump down here. He's in verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Does that sound like he's faced with situations? Yeah. Yeah. He's faced with issues in life, with the assignments God has given him. But what did he say in 13? I can do all things through Christ that does what? Strengthens me. He charges me. He infuses me with his power so I can be abased. And that's why I like when it says, being able to abound and do everything with the joy of the Lord. In other words, even in being abased, he did it with joy. Because why? He was strengthened with might in his inner man. So let's look at Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read some of these other translations. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Listen to this. This is through him who constantly empowers me, I have strength for anything which I may encounter. I'll tell you, when you face something and you don't know what to do, stop talking about it. Stop saying, wah, 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 you know, just shut up. I think that's what God did, just shut up and talk to me. Stop talking about it and talk to me. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Receive strength. Receive your inner man to be strengthened and empowered to know how to go through this. And you'll go through it with joy and strength. The New American Bible says, in him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. I have strength for everything. The Hudson translation, in him who fills me with power, I have strength for anything. The Johnson translation, I can do everything I need to do because Christ is the energizing center of my life. Boy, Listen to this. This is the Lovett translation. Never heard of this one? There is no situation which can overwhelm me now. No situation that can overwhelm me. Because I'm strengthened with might in my inner man. This is the Way translation. I am equal to every lot through the help of him who gives me inward strength. Hallelujah. I can do everything in the strength of him who makes me strong. He makes my spirit strong. The Berkeley translation, I have strength for every situation through him who empowers me. The Barclay translation, he who fills me with his dynamic power has made me able to cope with any situation. I'm able to cope with any situation. Why? Because I've been strengthened with his power. I like this. This is the Godby translation. I can do all things through him who fills me up with dynamite. I like that. I'm filled with dynamite. Dunamis, right. What was it? What was that show years ago? What was it? I'm trying to remember his name. Dynamite. Good times. He was right? We're filled with dynamite. This is the Amplified translation. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Here's another. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. The Rotherham. I have might for all things in him that empowereth me. The Weiss translation. I am strong for all things in the one who constantly infuses strength in me. So there's a place for prayer, personal prayer, lifting burdens. You know, the scripture says that the Spirit of God lifts burdens and heavy loads. And if you're here today, you have a heavy load or a burden, we'll pray for you to lift that. But you know, after the burden's lifted, it's your responsibility to pray in the Spirit because you can't be here 24/7. And you're going to be facing life. And this says here, we have the power to win inside of us. Strengthened with might. That's why I tell you, the world is looking for answers to overcome, and we have it. We have the Word of God, we have His Spirit to direct us, and His Spirit to infuse us with power to overcome life. So there isn't anything that we face in life that we can't overcome because we have the power to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just read this. This is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. He said, my grace, you remember this story about how Paul was buffeted and so forth, and he prayed to the Lord three times to get rid of it. He said, get this out of here. I've had enough. But what did the Lord say? He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My what? My what? My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. His strength is made perfect. So Paul faced adversity, and when he got to the place of saying, I've had enough, the Lord didn't go, I know it's hard, it's tough, just suck it up. No, he didn't say that. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So when we're faced with things in life that seem overwhelming, build yourself up. One thing will be, keep being filled. Stay filled. If you're not praying in the Spirit now, start. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and you desire to be, we'll pray with you today, you'll receive. But if you are filled with the Spirit, start praying more. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you're driving, if you're working, take time. Pray more in the Spirit. I'll guarantee you that your life will not be the same. If you pray consistently every day in the Spirit, your spirit man will stay strengthened. Now, I'm going to just share something here as we close. And we talked about this last week, but speaking in tongues helps us stay conscious of His presence. Because when you're strengthened with God's Spirit, and by His Spirit, you are ever conscious of His presence. So, it's the initial evidence or sign, but continuing to pray and worship God in tongues helps us to be conscious of His indwelling presence. I'm just jotting some thoughts down here. Praying in tongues stimulates your faith. It doesn't give you faith. It stimulates it. So, in other words, you're strengthened with might, where? By His Spirit in your inner man. And Jude says, building up your most holy faith, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. So it stimulates your faith. What do I mean by that? If you're struggling in a particular area in believing God for something, it will stimulate the faith you already have. To do what? To grab hold of something. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's something in a family. Maybe it's a job or whatever you're believing God for. It will stimulate your faith by praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it stirs up your faith that you already have. Glory to God. You know, I just was reminded when Minister Joe was sharing in Isaiah 61, putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Well, one thing is that garment of praise, that joy, is going to come by ever being in His presence. And that one way is to pray in the Spirit. And your spirit will be stirred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm gonna just conclude here and just say that as we go through life, too often we have found that people, and we're all been here, we get so busy with life that we put aside spiritual things because we're too busy. But I can tell you this, there's something that we, in other words, even if you didn't have time in the day, even if you didn't have time with other responsibilities to read the Word of God, you still can pray in the Spirit. You can still build yourself up and strengthen your inner man by His Spirit. There isn't anything any of us do that would preclude that. Every one of us can find time during the day to pray. Even if you're home and you have responsibilities, you're home, let's say you stay home and you're tending to children and you're not working. Not many that do that today, but you may be. You can pray in the Spirit all day long. And especially, I mean, you know, there's just certain jobs that you can pray all the time. You know, too often we want to be entertained by turning on the television or entertained while we're driving. Turn on the radio, I want to listen to this. Shut it off and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. I'm not saying that, you know, that we don't do things like that, but I am saying that the balance is tipped and you're struggling in life, you need to find out what it is that you're not doing. If you're wrestling with things in life, then you need to alter, you need to make some adjustments. And I'm giving you some solutions in the Word of God right here where it says we can be strengthened to win in every area, strengthened with might. Boy, I tell you, I mean, your spirit will be so strengthened that when something comes up, you go, ha! And you laugh at it. Not wonder, what the heck am I going to do here? And you're calling everybody, asking for prayer. Not that that's wrong, but you're wondering what I'm going to do. You're overwhelmed. Now, you ought to be overwhelmed with His presence. Amen. Glory to God. Did you get anything from that? I trust that you did, because it's the solution for winning in life. You know, who was that? That actor? You want to make a big thing about it? Winning! Who was that? Charlie Sheen. Or whatever his name. Winning! Right? Now, I'll tell you how to win. You win in every situation by being strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man, so that if sickness attacks your body, you can stand against it. If finances stand against it, I'm telling you, there's some things that are about to come on this earth. You know, of course, you know, I hear things, but all of the signs of the times are here that are evident that Christ's return is close. And the things that are going on in this earth are crazy. People don't want to know God. They ain't got time for God. They don't have time for nothing. And I'm telling you that there's going to be some things that happen in the natural and in the economics and in this earth that are going to shake the very foundations of this earth. And we certainly don't want to be a people that cry and say, oh God, help me. We want to be the ones that are strengthened with might to help those and usher them into God's presence and not be the one running around trying to figure out what the heck is going on. No, we want to be the ones strengthened to help people. That's what Noah did in his time. He was a preacher of righteousness, and yet he knew something was about to happen. And he went about telling people, repent, get right with God. See? And so that's why we need to be strengthened so that when stuff happens, we don't fall apart. Amen. Because it's going to happen. Judgment is going to come upon this earth. And we certainly want to be strengthened so that we don't fall apart. Amen. Glory to God.